Welcome to your BostonSports.com. I'm Rob Goodwin. It's September 1st in the midst of a very difficult season for the Red Sox. Joining me is, as always, is John Corn. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We went to
September 1st already.
Yeah. We went to a game July 24th. We saw the outcome we expected, right?
Yeah.
They lost 8-4.
They're having a bad year, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we saw Brian Bayo. That was his first start. He didn't pitch that great, obviously. But
he pitched pretty good his last out. Did you see him his last out?
He did last week.
He pitched pretty good.
And
I saw him at he played at Worcester a couple weeks before that.
Right.
And
he
pitched very well.
And it sounds like they are rather convinced that he's going to be in the rotation next year. Is that what you heard?
Mm-hmm. He's their top prospect, the top pitching prospect.
Yeah.
So seems
to have good stuff. They seem to be pretty high on him for next year.
Starting pitching doesn't seem to be their problem, though. It's bullpen. They've had a horrible bullpen this year.
Yeah.
Most of the year, anyway.
Well, the thing is, do you blame Kyle Bloom for that? I mean, you look at it this way. They released Salmora, the DFA'd Salmora. He's not Worcester. They DFA'd Austin Davis. Diekman got traded to Chicago for Reese McGuire. So, and then I'll throw Brazier in the mix. That's four relievers that are not very good, that turned out to not to be very good. So it is Chaim Bloom put that together, right?
The most unpredictable position in sports, major league sports, is a bullpen pitcher.
Right.
He could be lights out one day and stink the joint out the next day. That's why a guy like Mariano Rivera, is so unique.
Right.
You know,
right.
He was lights out for 15 years, you know. Look at Keith Foulke. Remember him?
Yeah.
He made Rivera look like a lightweight in October of 2004.
True, true.
The next year he stunk.
Yeah.
Same guy. You know, so it's a very unpredictable, I don't know. He didn't put a bad bullpen together purposely.
Right.
And they do have Whitlock in there.
Yeah.
Maybe next year they'll get lucky.
Well, and the thing is, like, if two of those had worked out well, and you look at it, if they didn't have all the injuries, if I know, but if that all didn't happen, and you go into the playoffs with a couple of relievers. You know, you get some off days during the playoffs, except for that first round. That can carry you through the playoffs. You don't need, you don't necessarily need four or five relievers because you're going to have probably go with a four-man rotation anyway. So you're going to have an extra arm from the rotation. But having four relievers didn't do well, that's tough go, even if they were going to make the playoffs. That's a tall order to me. Right?
I'm not sure what point you're making, but they've had a lot, except for Schreiber and Whitlock, they've had a lousy bullpen this year.
Right. Well, I'm saying if you two of those guys have worked out well, you can go into the playoffs with Houck, with Whitlock, and two of those guys.
Yeah,
okay, that's four relievers, you know.
Those same pitchers could be lights out in spring training, or you know, we don't know.
Yeah. I know you're not a doctor, but what do you make of all the injuries? I mean, it seems like the IL has been a revolving door the whole year. Everyone's been on it. Everyone.
Especially if you look at someone like, Sale. I mean, how could someone have that much bad luck?
I know.
His first, he finally comes back, and a line drive shatters his pinky, and then he falls down on a bicycle. I mean, you can't make this story up.
No, you can't. But
it's just one of those things like when things go good for a team, you know, it's just one of those things.
But Evaldi's been on it twice, and you know Houck was on it. Story was on it. I mean. I don't know if they're going to point to the medical or training staff at some point to find out why did all this happen? And I don't know what to make of it. but it seems like the number of injuries is just staggering for them this year.
Yeah. That's the biggest culprit is the injuries.
Yeah.
After that, probably the bullpen. After that, sometimes you just don't get on a roll, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you have to admit that Winkowski, Cutter, Crawford actually have pitched well. You know, whereas, you know, they've had times where they had no one to bring up. So
yeah.
I guess those are two bright spots. They had two young pitchers step up and pitch pretty well overall. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, the funny scene to me was when they brought in Brazier two nights ago, and X said, "Well, Cora has so much confidence in him," and then Dave O'Brien says, "Well, he's good. His ERA is over his 6 point whatever, and opposing batters are hitting .308 against him, and two pitches later, grand slam. Where's the confidence? Why?" Why, you know, there's a lot of people that I know on like the Winter Weekend group and our page who have said, "Oh, Sam Moore is done, Davis is done. What about Brazier? Why is he still there?" You know, for some reason, I guess Cora does have some level of confidence in him.
See, a starting pitcher can have a bad inning. A starting pitcher can have a bad inning. He get knocked around in the second inning, and have inning one, inning three, inning four, inning five, and six go good for him.
Right.
He's had a great start. He wins the game. A relief pitcher can't have a bad inning. Okay? So more's expected of a relief pitcher, number one. Number two, for some reason, it's the most unpredictable position in sports. Any sport is a bullpen pitcher. You don't know what you're getting. If you knew what you're getting, everybody'd have a good bullpen. Every team in the country would have a good bullpen. Oh, this guy can pitch for one inning. Here, pitch 110 miles an hour for one inning. They don't do it. They can't do it. I got allergies or something. Oh. That's why I'm coughing. I don't have COVID.
you don't have COVID?
Your image is a little blurry on the screen there.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, you know, you talk about, you know, bullpens, everyone has to have a role, you know. You don't think those guys are ready to pitch when that phone rings? Of course they are, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you got, you know, you can't, a closer by committee, you know, teams try it, it works, it doesn't work. But, you know, those guys are ready. I mean, if they're overworked, I guess that's one thing, you know. But, you know, generally they're ready to pitch. Like you said, you know, how well they pitch is unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know.
They have good starting pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say it starts with starting pitching. If you have a good starting rotation, you can build around that.
Right. What do you think?
Bogaerts is going to be there next year.
What's that?
I'm wondering if Bogaerts is going to be there next year.
Well, that's a good question.
He's the leader of the team. He's probably their second best player after Devers. You know, if they lose him, they're, you know, it's, you know.
Do you think he'll opt out?
I don't know. You can't predict what a player's going to do. So often you think he's going to stay or go or do this or that. You never know what he's going to do. You never know what a player's going to do. Some of the signings, you know, it's weird. Did you think Mookie Betts would end up on the Mets? I mean, on the, not the Mets, the Dodgers?
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, just Jackie Bradley's playing for Toronto. I didn't think I'd see that. You never know where a player's going to end up. It's weird. Once in a while, you'll see somebody that stays forever, you know, an Adam Wainwright with the Cardinals, you know,
right.
Trout with the Angels, but most of them, you have no idea what they're thinking. I think just they're being too influenced by their agents and big money and stuff like that.
Well, when I think of Bogaerts, you know, with this year, the odds are they'll end up in last place. They'll end up out of the playoffs. And I know that, you know, he's obviously been hurting. He's got some nagging stuff going on that we don't know about. And yet he's still hitting .300. He's not going to bat in 100. He customarily has batted in 100, which he's not going to. And really no one on the team is, but that's besides the point. Do you really think he's going to leave this to be his last season in Boston by opting out? That's
I mean,
my
he's the
leader
of the team. He's having a bad year. No, he. I mean, you asked me what I would do. I would stay, but I don't. These guys are weird. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking.
I just don't. You know, I hope I'm right that I don't see him being as selfish as some others, like Jacoby Ellsbury, the way he just said, "I'm out of here." You know, they could throw a boatload of money at him. He's not staying. You know, I'm thinking Bogaerts can't possibly leave this as his last Red Sox season. Last place, not batting at 100, not having his best year.
And you want to leave on top somehow. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think. Not saying he's a shoulder to blame, but I just don't.
But do players really think that way anymore? It's a business.
It is.
It's a business to them. It's a business to the owners. It's just, you know, you hate to say it, but it really is just a business.
Right.
You know?
But do you think there's a chance he'll think differently? I don't know.
Being the leader of the team, yeah, he may be thinking that.
Yeah.
You know. I owe it to the fans and to the organization to have, you know, see what we can do next year, you know.
Yeah, and they signed.
You would think he would do that, but who knows?
They signed him to a big contract when they didn't have to.
Mm.
He's not making 10. He's making 20. You know. So I don't know. Maybe it's just wishful thinking on my part.
But who's going to offer him 30? Nobody's going to offer him $30 million a year. He's not having a good enough year.
Yeah, but you never know.
Devers, they would. This guy could hit 40 home runs a year for the next 10 years, they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might offer him that next year, but I don't see Bogaerts getting a Mookie Betts-type contract.
No,
do you?
I don't think so either, but...
I don't think so.
He's much
Who's going to offer more than 20... Yeah. Who's going to offer more than what the Red Sox are giving him right now? I don't see that. Do you?
No. And what team is he more valuable with than the Red Sox? No one.
Look what Fred Lynn did. Of course, that was a different. That was a completely different world back then. You know, he was probably making $100,000 a year when he left Boston.
Right.
Look what he did to himself. You know, he'd be a Hall of Famer if he stayed in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the couple teams in baseball that are doing well. Obviously, the Orioles. I'll root for them.
Yeah,
I'll root.
They
for
may
them.
Make the two games outside of the wild card. Last time I looked.
Yeah.
Good for them. You know.
Good for them. Good for the fans.
That's a wonderful franchise. They got a great history. A lot of great tradition. One of the most beautiful ballparks in the country. You know.
Yep.
Good for them. You know.
Right.
I hope they do. I hope they make the playoffs and have a good season next year.
Yep. That's for you, Joe K. And what about the Mets?
Oh man, I tell you, you can't be a baseball fan and not enjoy watching the Mets. They're all having good years. They're all having, you know, they got a great manager. The fans are incredible, and Jacob DeGrom, he was out for a year. He was out from July 1st of last year to July 1st of this year, thereabouts, and he just like he never missed a start. He's averaging, 17 strikeouts per 9 innings. Right off a year off. Right back out of the chute. Incredible. So they were saying he got 65 strikeouts and 3 walks.
Hmm.
This is Pedro Martinez stuff. He won't have the final numbers, I don't think, that Pedro had. I think Pedro had 3,000 strikeouts at the end of his... Did he?
Yeah.
Excuse me, but
you don't have COVID, right?
I would bet on the Mets in a short series with Scherzer, DeGrom, and they got the best closer in baseball on Edwin Diaz. I would. They're not the Dodgers are the best team in the National League. But I would bet on the Mets in a 7-game series or 5-game series.
Now, are the Mets winning because of Buck Showalter or in spite of him? I mean, when they signed him, I kind of laughed. I mean, you know, his demeanor in Baltimore was kind of a jerk.
Yeah. One horrible year after another.
Whining about the Red Sox this, blah, blah, blah. But look at him now.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he's managing probably the second best team in the National League. I don't know. Baseball is a very mysterious game.
Yeah.
those that know it, those that really know it. People say, it's, oh, it's boring. You know, they don't know what they're talking about. It's a very, there's a lot of things that don't, all of a sudden the team is good. You know, all of a sudden everything's clicking, everything's meshing with them. The Mets look like one of those teams right now.
I guess no one questioned Buck Showalter's baseball acumen, right?
Baseball what?
His baseball knowledge, his baseball acumen.
Yeah. He's a good manager.
I mean, I don't think anybody questioned that.
No.
But my hat's off to him for the job he's doing in New York.
But it's interesting that they hired a manager that age, you know, to manage a team. They're doing that good. They're an interesting team to watch. They really are. I tell you, I love watching the games and the SNY. Mm-hmm. All they do is talk about baseball. You don't have to see some idiot watching somebody eat a you know an ice cream cone or something like that where they're interviewing the you know let's go interview this guy by the you know they don't make a kiddie show out of it. Yeah. It's all baseball. You know, they're New York's a great baseball town, even though I'm a Red Sox fan. It really is. With the Mets have great fans. You were there with me that when they had those. What's that group that follows them around the country?
Oh, the Rooters. No, I forget what they're
about. There were a couple thousand of them.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I
had great fans.
I went to a game, Mets at Fenway years ago, and was sitting amongst all of them in the right field corner.
Yeah.
Totally surrounded.
Yeah, they're just great fans.
Yeah,
they don't go berserk when they win. They don't go berserk when they lose. But they just love their team, you know.
Well, I think I know a couple that are extremely excited because they're winning this year. You know, I know a couple that definitely are just so excited that they're playing well and winning. Yeah,
they should be.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I have to talk about the Yankees. I mean, they're obviously still in first place, and they will be. They've been stumbling a lot.
For now, they've lost about 11 games, haven't they?
Yeah.
Weren't they about 16 games out in front of
Houston?
Yeah, they were in the last month. I think they're 6 games out in front now.
Yeah.
With a month to go.
And their best pitcher, Gerrit Cole, is not unbeatable, right? That's kind of been surprising to me. I thought that he'd be unbeatable. Red Sox have beaten him a couple times this year.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a very difficult time getting past Houston.
Yeah.
The Yankees.
So do you think that's going to be a tough one for them? Houston's good, huh? Yeah, they are.
What is that expression, built for postseason?
Mm-hmm.
I think Houston and the Mets are built for postseason.
Yeah.
I think the Mets can beat the Dodgers, and I think Houston can beat the Yankees. And,
sure.
Yeah, I think in a short series, they got more resources to win a short series.
Right, right. Like I said, you have the starting pitching. You know, you drop one of your starting pitchers into the bullpen to strengthen that. You know, Derek Lowe did that in 04. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a perfect example.
Oh, he was amazing in 04, wasn't he?
He was.
What a story that was.
Yeah, yeah.
He showed up at all three clinching games.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. So, well, you know, we went to Fenway. The expectation was they were going to lose, but we still had a good time. We had our friend Mike Baker.
It was hot that
Mike
day,
Baker
huh?
with us wearing his Thurman Munson jersey. Give him credit for wearing.
He bought a Carl Yastrzemski jersey
on the way out.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wanted to stop at the souvenir store and. He bought a away jersey in number 8.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, he was supposed to join us tonight. I want to ask him if he's worn it yet. Not sure.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, we had a good day. It was a good day at Fenway anyways, even though the outcome was kind of expected. Too bad going in, that's what's happening. I know they won last night. But I think keep the eye on the future, and we hope to also see everyone at Winter Weekend at MGM Springfield and the Mass Mutual Center in January. We hope that takes place, right?
Yeah, might be easy to get an upgrade.
easy to buy tickets that day.
Hey, I saw your the picture of me you posted looking for the bloody sock.
Yeah. I was going to correct you. It was actually a picture of Pedro Martinez, but you told someone that was Curt Schilling in the bloody sock, and they believed you.
Yeah, it was a picture of Carlton Fisk, and I was telling somebody that he hit that home run with a bloody sock. The poor lady believed me.
Yeah, that was
joking.
Yeah, that was at Fenway, looking into the old ticket windows inside Gate A, right?
Yeah.
And she probably told that story to a bunch of people that she met. You know, guess what I saw, right?
Poor woman, I deceived her. Well, I'll apologize to her next time we go.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping the Red Sox go 500 the rest of the way. Oh, and by the way, if we can talk about this. So, Reese McGuire, not bad. Got him from the White Sox for Diekman, and they just got another reliever as the player to be named. So they lost Vasquez. They got McGuire. They have him under team control for a couple of years. And when you went to Worcester a couple of times, right? See the Woo Sox?
Yep.
How did Connor Wong do anything when you saw him?
Who?
Connor Wong, the catcher. They say he's been on an absolute tear.
Actually, he hit a home run. He hit a home run when I saw him.
He did
the last time. And Franchi Cordero hit a grand slam.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about 2.5 weeks ago.
And then they called him up.
He's back up now, Cordero. Yeah.
So they say Connor Wong's tearing it up at Worcester right now. So the possibility is that they let Plawecki go because Plawecki's a free agent. And then they platoon Reese McGuire and Connor Wong next year. So, yeah. I mean, I guess McGuire's actually been hitting pretty well. And defense looks pretty solid. So looks like they have at least one catcher for next year that they're planning on. And Connor Wong could be number two.
A lot of it, does everything just fall your way, though?
Yeah.
You know, it really does.
Yep.
You know, sometimes a team will get hot. A team won't have any injuries. Remember the 04 Red Sox? Not one starter pitched one start.
Right.
Every single, all five starters made their start every single time. That's like winning the lot. That's like lightning striking.
That's unheard of.
But everything went right.
Yep. Exactly.
That year, you know?
Right.
Right now, everything's going wrong.
Yeah, I just don't want to see him have another, 11 and 19 September. Mm. You know? I don't know.
How do you go and get a great bullpen? I don't know how to do that. Maybe a good general manager does, but I don't know how you just go get a great bullpen.
You just got to, piece it together and figure out what the roles might be. And however it works, it works, right?
Mm. Yeah, hoping. Just hope everything works the way it's supposed to.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you spending the time tonight. We'll probably do another show coming up. I know you can't make it, but the World Series Club of Greater Hartford is meeting September 8th.
On the 8th, yeah.
Hall of Famer Tim Raines is the guest.
They do that once a month. It's going to be another one in October.
I haven't heard yet. I assume so, but I haven't heard yet.
We'll probably announce it then. Yeah.
So I know you can't make it. I will be there probably doing a show beforehand. Tim Raines, the Hall of Famer, is the guest. If you're in the Connecticut area, it's at the VFW New Britain on September 8th.
And it's a great organization. It really is.
Fantastic. Great president. Monty's a great president, too.
It's baseball,
Right.
You got a bunch of most of them are older people, they just love talking about baseball. Mm-hmm. And,
and I'd like to see more kids go because I think kids would love it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, absolutely. But it's just baseball talk.
Right.
You know?
So if anyone's interested in going.
Not a lot of stats, not a lot of this, not a lot of that. It's just, nothing flashy about it.
Well, especially with Tim Raines.
Telling stories about their experience in the major leagues and questions from the fans,
23 seasons. I'm sure Tim Raines has some good stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yep. He is.
Is he?
Yep. Mm. So if anyone's interested in going, you can go to, pretty sure, www.worldseriesclub.com or just Google it and click on upcoming events and you'll see the registration page. It's $45 for non-members, $30 for members. And you get a good meal. You get the Q&A.
Great meal.
Meet and greet. The guest, in this case, Tim Raines, will sign one item for you. You can either purchase a picture of him when you register for, I think, $5, or bring your own ball or card or whatever, and he'll sign it. So always nice to do the meet and greet, too. So appreciate you spending the time tonight, John Korn.
Yeah.
And I'll be talking to you, and everyone catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Instagram, too, actually. So thanks again, Korn. Have a good night. Take care, everyone.
Have a good night, everybody. Yep.